You're listening to Ship History Radio from the Steamship Historical Society of America. Through recording, preserving, and educating, our mission is to share the impact of engine-powered vessels, their crews, and their passengers with future generations. To learn more about our organization, visit us online at shiphistory.org. My name is Amy Bachari, and I'm the Education Director. In honor of Women's History Month, this episode will discuss the important role of women lighthouse keepers in the 19th century, and Ida Lewis in particular, who is perhaps the most famous of all from Newport, Rhode Island. We have a lesson plan on this subject, and you can find many other great lessons on maritime topics for grades K through 12 in science, technology, engineering, arts, mathematics, and history. Find them at shiphistory.org/lessons. Most of us know what lighthouses are, but for those who are new to maritime history, lighthouses are structures, usually with a tower, that are built on shore or on the seabed that serve as an aid to maritime coastal navigation. They can warn mariners of potential hazards, help them to establish their position, and guide them to their destinations. Lighthouses have been around for millennia, the first being one of the seven ancient wonders of the world, the Pharos of Alexandria, which was over 300 feet tall and built between 284 and 246 BC. In 1716, the first lighthouse in the United States was built in Boston, Massachusetts. Although the development of electronic navigation systems has had a significant effect on the role of lighthouses, among some mariners, there is still a natural preference for the reassurance of visual navigation. Lighthouses, or lighted buoys, can be used by vessels with no special equipment on board, providing the ultimate backup against the failure of more sophisticated systems. The role of lighthouses may have decreased, but there has been an increase in minor lights and lighted buoys, which are still necessary to guide ships through busy and often dangerous coastal waters and harbors. Today, all lighthouses in the United States are automated, except for the Boston Light, in the Boston Harbor Islands National Recreation Area. A law was passed in 1989 requiring that the Boston Light remain manned, so a keeper still remains there today. A lighthouse keeper is responsible for tending and caring for a lighthouse, particularly the light and lens in the days when oil lamps and clockwork mechanisms were used. They performed work that was critical to national security. Lighthouses, administered by the federal government, aided navigation and helped protect the nation's coastlines. So why were women allowed to play this role at that time? Lighthouse keeping was one of the few non-clerical federal jobs open to women in the 19th century. The Lighthouse Service, overseen by the Treasury Department, was established in 1789 as part of Congress's first Public Works Act, but merged into the Coast Guard in 1939. No official policies prevented women from being lighthouse keepers, and most took on the role after the death or incapacity of their husbands. Between 1828 and 1905, at least 122 women held the official government position of lighthouse keeper. Women lighthouse keepers seemingly did not challenge the traditional notion of femininity of the time. Their duties appeared to be domestic, lighting the lamp, watching over the coastline, and maintaining the lighthouse itself, and did not disrupt the notion of separate spheres or the cult of domesticity for women in the 19th century. Yet Ida Lewis's life reveals a more complex story. Of the five female lighthouse keepers in Rhode Island, she is the only one not appointed after a spouse was unable to perform such tasks. She also never had children, pushing her slightly outside the realm of lighthouse keeping being work women could perform because it was seen as work inside the home. So how then did she become known as, quote, the bravest woman in America and the most famous lightkeeper in the United States? She was born on February 25, 1842 in Newport, Rhode Island to Ida and Hosiah Lewis. Her father was a revenue cutter service captain and was later appointed lighthouse keeper at Lime Rock in Newport in 1854. Just 4 months later, he would suffer a debilitating stroke, leaving the job to his wife. Although it was officially her mother's post, Ida Lewis did most of the work tending the flame in the stone tower. This work consisted of climbing the tower, filling the lamp with oil at dusk and again at midnight, trimming the wick if necessary, polishing off reflectors, and then putting the light out at dawn. During this time on Lime Rock, Ida also rode her younger siblings to school daily, as well as bringing back provisions needed from the town. A skilled rower and swimmer, her first rescue came about a year after unofficially resuming duties at the lighthouse. She saved four teenage boys from drowning after they accidentally overturned a small catboat they were sailing. However, many did not know of her until March of 1869, when she rescued two soldiers from drowning in their attempt to return to Fort Adams. This incredible story was picked up by the New York Tribune and other big publications and catapulted Ida Lewis into the national spotlight. That spring and summer, she appeared in hundreds of local newspapers, on the covers of national magazines such as Harper's Weekly, in photographs reprinted on postcards and calling cards, and even in songs like the Ida Lewis Mazurka and the Rescue Polka Mazurka that were popularized through illustrated sheet music. Though famous for her skills at saving lights at sea, questions about her marital status were ongoing. In an 1891 newspaper clipping, it was asked, quote, "Why doesn't some man ask Ida Lewis to marry him? She would make an economical wife, as she has been for years engaged in lighthouse keeping," end quote. She did briefly marry a sea captain, and Ida Lewis spent 2 years away from the lighthouse, but promptly returned to her work on Lime Rock. Even though women could be lighthouse keepers, questions about the traditional roles women played in the late 19th century come through in the tone of journalism at the time. It is also apparent in some physical representations as well. The most popular photograph of Ida Lewis depicts her wearing a fine dress and jewelry, but holding an oar. Her choice of clothing was clearly unsuitable to actually using the oar. One scholar has argued that her clothing and pose, quote, "served a different purpose, underscoring her propriety and traditional femininity," end quote. Female lighthouse keepers were generally depicted in the 19th century American culture as heroic, but also proper, white, middle-class women. In May of 1869, the Rhode Island General Assembly adopted a resolution officially recognizing Ida's heroism. 2 months later, the city of Newport honored her further during their Independence Day celebration, presenting her with a rowboat appropriately named Rescue. Official records show that she saved 18 people, but unofficial records put that number closer to 36. She served as an official lighthouse keeper for the U.S. Lighthouse Service, which was absorbed into the Coast Guard, from 1879 until her death in 1911 at age 69. She eventually became the highest paid lighthouse keeper in the nation, earning $750 per year. The Coast Guard renamed the Lime Rock Light the Ida Lewis Lighthouse in 1924, the only lighthouse named after a keeper. Now on the National Register of Historic Places, the Ida Lewis Yacht Club maintains it as a clubhouse. Until 2020, she was the only woman to receive the Coast Guard's Gold Lifesaving Medal, the nation's highest lifesaving decoration. Commissioned April 12, 1997, the Coast Guard cutter Ida Lewis is a 175-foot keeper-class coastal buoy tender. She was the first of 14 ships of that class named to honor famous lighthouse keepers from the U.S. Lighthouse Service. USCGC Ida Lewis is responsible for a total of 374 aids to navigation. She also conducts search and rescue, domestic icebreaking, and ports, waterways, and coastal security from Long Island Sound, New York, to Cape Cod, Massachusetts. The Arlington Cemetery dedicated its 27-acre Millennium Site in 2018. Lewis became the first woman honored with a road in the cemetery for her name. Thanks for listening to Ship History Radio. We hope you enjoyed this episode on Ida Lewis and female lighthouse keepers of the 19th century. To learn more about our free, standards-aligned education program, visit shiphistory.org.